Penguin Random House Audio presents Dear Highlights, what adults can learn from 75 years of letters and conversations with kids, by Christine French Culley, with the foreword by Amy Dickinson. Read for you by the author, Christine French Culley, with Amy Dickinson and a full cast. Highlights complies fully with the requirements of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. When we receive letters via email, we do not save any personally identifiable information. In this book, all the names of children whose letters were not originally published in the magazines have been changed to protect their identity. Any identifying information that appeared in handwritten letters has been erased. The letters, emails, and poems published in this book that are written by children have not been edited or changed. In rare cases, it was necessary to shorten the letters. All text appears as it was presented in the original correspondence, including any typos, spelling, and punctuation errors. The replies written by Highlights for Children that are published in this book were edited only to avoid repetition and correct typos or punctuation errors. To my wonderful children, Matt and Allie, being your mother has been the great joy of my life. And to all the children who have written to Highlights to share their hopes and dreams, their worries and fears, and their joys and sorrows, big and small, thank you for sharing your voices with us. We are honored.
Foreword. Advice columnists occupy a strange and rarefied space in the world of words. Unlike therapists or physicians, we operate more or less as trusted best friends or honorary aunties and uncles to the people who write to us for advice. Our most important gift is to gain and retain insight and to pass it along. We are amateurs, armed mainly with a way with words, a knack for paying close attention, and the ability to disseminate wisdom, along with our capacity to care about people we don't know personally and will never meet. In fact, the only thing we really know about the people who write to us is that they have the courage to ask, along with a desire to be heard and understood. Once upon a time, we were all children. Understanding, compassion, and respect are paramount, especially when responding to questions from children. No column has ever done this better than Dear Highlights, the long-running column in beloved Highlights magazine. The spectrum of questions tackled by the magazine since its founding in 1946 spans what I see as the North and South poles of human experience, love and loss. And because these questions are being asked by brave and curious children, the questions themselves are simple, beautiful, honest, and without the artifice, manipulative sheen, or flat-out ego that I so often see in queries sent to my own Ask Amy advice column, which is geared toward adults. The gift of authenticity that comes along with childhood is too often lost with the passage of time. To read questions sent by children over the decades, expressing concern over so many terrifying events, from assassinations of national leaders to terrorist bombings, natural disasters, police brutality, and to the coronavirus pandemic, is a reminder of how traumatic and overwhelming these events can be for children, and how important it is that adults respond honestly and with great care. To read questions about the quotidian concerns of childhood, how to manage siblings, schoolyard bullies, parents, friendships, or how to convince their folks to get them a pet, is to absorb the beautiful universality of our more common experiences. We have so much to learn from these kids. The thoughtful editors of Dear Highlights know this because the answers to these thousands of queries always illuminate the legitimacy of the question, as well as provide such supportive, compassionate, and timeless advice. What I didn't know before reading this book was that the editors of Highlights magazine respond to every single query sent to them, not just those that are published. I can guarantee that the tens of thousands of children who have received a personal reply over the decades have treasured this very special correspondence. This legacy of caring cannot be measured. It can only be felt. As a mother and stepmother to 5 daughters, every single page of this treasured collection moves me profoundly. But what brings me to tears again and again are the facsimiles of the letters themselves, the handwritten poems on notebook paper, and the lovely illustrations sent in by children who painstakingly express their hopes, dreams, fears, stresses, and triumphs to the wise and wonderful team behind Dear Highlights. What a joy to see this authentic and creative work shared on the page. To read these questions and answers, some from many years ago, makes one yearn to know how things turned out for the children who so bravely told their stories and asked their questions to the magazine. Take in this opening sentence from the year 2000, written by a 12-year-old girl named Lara, whose relationship with her mother was brutal. I am writing on behalf of my feelings, which are buried so deep inside of me, she wrote. Did the compassionate response to Lara's plea make her feel heard and realize that she is deserving of love? And I can't help wondering, did Jake, age 9, ever stop cussing? What we do know for sure is that the wisdom embedded in these thousands of Dear Highlights, Q's, and A's has radiated outward and helped unknown scores of children and caregivers who have had the good fortune to read Highlights. For every person who asks a question, there are all those who have the same question or concern but don't share it. In times of great stress or trouble, Mr. Rogers advised children, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. That's exactly what children writing to Dear Highlights find when they put pen to paper. Helpers whose open-minded trust and kindness surely has made our world a better place. February 2021, Amy Dickinson, Freeville, New York.
Where the conversation began. When a child shares their inner thoughts, we are given a gift. It's an honor and a responsibility, even a sacred trust. Through letters, emails, poems, and drawings, hundreds of thousands of kids have engaged with Highlights magazine since its inception. They have shared their thoughts and feelings with us as if we were close friends. They write about the various challenges of growing up, difficulties at school, at home, and with peers. They write about their hopes and dreams. They write about their worries and fears for themselves, for the people they love, and for the larger world. They ask, what should I do? Can you help? What do you think? Since our beginning, it has been a Highlights tradition to read every letter and respond to every child. This practice has created for us an ongoing, authentic dialogue with children. It became a way to keep our finger on the pulse of kids, to stay attuned to their thoughts and feelings. It has led to our becoming a touchstone for generations of children navigating the ups and downs of childhood. Our dedication to answering every child's letter is rooted in the views of the first editor and co-founder of Highlights magazine, Dr. Gary Cleveland Myers, a child psychologist, lifelong educator, and particularly astute observer of children. Dr. Myers believed that positive human relationships were a powerful motivator for children. He and Caroline Clark Myers, his educator wife and co-founder, were advocates for conversations with children that allowed adults to hear and understand kids' perspectives. In his many writings for adults, Dr. Myers urged parents to take pleasure in their children by being appreciative listeners and encouraging their kids to share their thoughts more often. This philosophy of child rearing was foundational to the magazine. It was apparent in the very first issue in 1946. By writing for 25 years a monthly editor's message that welcomed kids to each new issue, Dr. Myers set the long highlights.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?